これから、リスニング問題を始めます。第1問。
Question 1. Listen.
Article 1. While vending machines are found throughout the country today, they were not originally developed in Japan. It is generally believed that the first one was constructed by a Greek mathematics teacher about 2,200 years ago. This machine sold special water used in prayers at temples. People who wanted to purchase the water put in a coin, which hit a metal lever attached to a string. Then, the weight of the coin let a specific amount of water pour out until the coin fell off. This ensured that people received an equal portion of the special water.
Listen again.
Article 1. While vending machines are found throughout the country today, they were not originally developed in Japan. It is generally believed that the first one was constructed by a Greek mathematics teacher about 2,200 years ago. This machine sold special water used in prayers at temples. People who wanted to purchase the water put in a coin, which hit a metal lever attached to a string. Then, the weight of the coin let a specific amount of water pour out until the coin fell off. This ensured that people received an equal portion of the special water.
Question 2. Listen.
Article 2. Early routes were often formed naturally on land. They gradually developed over long periods of time while people traveled them on foot or horseback. A significant turning point in their history arrived when the first wheeled carts appeared in ancient times. Once this happened, people recognized the importance of well-maintained routes. Therefore, towns, cities, and entire countries improved them in order to prosper. As a result, life became more convenient, communities grew, economies evolved, and cultures expanded. The importance of land routes increased further, especially after the appearance of automobiles.
Listen again.
Article 2. Early routes were often formed naturally on land. They gradually developed over long periods of time while people traveled them on foot or horseback. A significant turning point in their history arrived when the first wheeled carts appeared in ancient times. Once this happened, people recognized the importance of well-maintained routes. Therefore, towns, cities, and entire countries improved them in order to prosper. As a result, life became more convenient, communities grew, economies evolved, and cultures expanded. The importance of land routes increased further, especially after the appearance of automobiles.
Question 3. Listen.
Article 3. This concept can be interpreted as a trade-off that requires choosing one option over another. A trade-off happens whenever two options are possible, but only one can be selected. For example, City Y, which has benefited by promoting its famous historical spots and beautiful night view to attract tourists, is considering adopting another approach by investing more in industry. However, only one choice can be made due to a limited budget. If the city carries out its new plan, a trade-off will occur. The economy might be improved through the growth of industry, but the number of tourists might decrease.
Listen again.
Article 3. This concept can be interpreted as a trade-off that requires choosing one option over another. A trade-off happens whenever two options are possible, but only one can be selected. For example, City Y, which has benefited by promoting its famous historical spots and beautiful night view to attract tourists, is considering adopting another approach by investing more in industry. However, only one choice can be made due to a limited budget. If the city carries out its new plan, a trade-off will occur. The economy might be improved through the growth of industry, but the number of tourists might decrease.
Listen.
In many schools, students learn how to tell their ideas to others, and they may have chances to make a speech. It is very useful because speaking well is important in your life. To make a good speech, you should try to speak in a big voice. If you do so, it will be easier for listeners to hear you. Choose the words you use carefully and listeners will understand you better. Using your hands is also nice. Listeners will see how you move your hands and understand what is important in your speech. If you try these things, you can improve your speech. However, there is another way to make a good speech. Have you tried to use a pause while you make a speech? It is a great way to make your speech better. You don't say any words, but listeners can still understand you. It is interesting, right? Then, why is it effective? First, you can get attention from listeners. For example, try to put a pause before you start your self-introduction. Your listeners will pay more attention to you. Even during a speech, you should take a pause before the things you really want to say. When you take a pause, your listeners will wonder why you stopped talking. They will try to listen to you more carefully to know what is spoken next. Second, a pause can give listeners time to think and they will understand what the speaker is saying better. If your speech continues without a pause, it is difficult for the listeners to understand your message well. However, if you stop and wait for a little time after you say an important thing, the listeners can follow you more easily. Third, putting a pause is good for speakers, too. When you speak without pauses, sometimes it's hard to remember what you are going to say. If you keep worrying about the thing you are going to say next, can you guess what will happen? A good speech will be too difficult to make. However, when you speak with some pauses, you don't have to feel so nervous and you may not forget your message. Then, you can speak with confidence. Some people think that it's not good to stop talking while others are listening to you. That may be true in a conversation. When you talk with other people, time is shared with each person there. So, it's difficult to take a pause. However, when you make a speech, you usually speak to a group of people and the speaking time is given only to you. That means that you can decide how to take a pause in your own way. So, using a pause in an effective way is one of the important parts of making your speech. To be a wonderful speaker, it is necessary to use a lot of different skills for better communication with people. How about trying to put a pause when you make a speech next time?
Listen again.
In many schools, students learn how to tell their ideas to others, and they may have chances to make a speech. It is very useful because speaking well is important in your life. To make a good speech, you should try to speak in a big voice. If you do so, it will be easier for listeners to hear you. Choose the words you use carefully and listeners will understand you better. Using your hands is also nice. Listeners will see how you move your hands and understand what is important in your speech. If you try these things, you can improve your speech. However, there is another way to make a good speech. Have you tried to use a pause while you make a speech? It is a great way to make your speech better. You don't say any words, but listeners can still understand you. It is interesting, right? Then, why is it effective? First, you can get attention from listeners. For example, try to put a pause before you start your self-introduction. Your listeners will pay more attention to you. Even during a speech, you should take a pause before the things you really want to say. When you take a pause, your listeners will wonder why you stopped talking. They will try to listen to you more carefully to know what is spoken next. Second, a pause can give listeners time to think and they will understand what the speaker is saying better. If your speech continues without a pause, it is difficult for the listeners to understand your message well. However, if you stop and wait for a little time after you say an important thing, the listeners can follow you more easily. Third, putting a pause is good for speakers, too. When you speak without pauses, sometimes it's hard to remember what you are going to say. If you keep worrying about the thing you are going to say next, can you guess what will happen? A good speech will be too difficult to make. However, when you speak with some pauses, you don't have to feel so nervous and you may not forget your message. Then, you can speak with confidence. Some people think that it's not good to stop talking while others are listening to you. That may be true in a conversation. When you talk with other people, time is shared with each person there. So, it's difficult to take a pause. However, when you make a speech, you usually speak to a group of people and the speaking time is given only to you. That means that you can decide how to take a pause in your own way. So, using a pause in an effective way is one of the important parts of making your speech. To be a wonderful speaker, it is necessary to use a lot of different skills for better communication with people. How about trying to put a pause when you make a speech next time?
これで、リスニング問題を終わります。